morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep with a story of the scraps of food left on your plate. It's the food you scrape into the trash, the food that makes up a surprisingly huge percentage of this nation's garbage.
That's right. Food actually makes up 21% of what goes into American landfills. That is more than paper, even more than plastic, and we have found a week's worth of stories in that food in the trash.
For starters, the waste is weighing on our whole food system. Grant Gerlach of NET News in Nebraska reports on a family that wants to stop it.
Rotting refuse is spilling out of a garbage truck here at the Bluff Road landfill. Bulldozers with spiked wheels move the mountains of trash sent here from nearby Lincoln, Nebraska. Load after load adds to the pile, and of course, the smell. Jack Chappelle is standing at a sorting table a stone's throw away. He wears a paper sanitary suit, but he must have a nose of steel as he pulls bits of rotten lettuce from a Ziploc bag.
In the country, you get more peelings, you get more vegetables. When you're in the city, you get a lot more fast food containers with half-eaten food in them, a lot more pizza boxes.
Chappelle is a solid waste consultant from Kansas City. Digging through the garbage is part of his job, and he pulls out a lot of food. Food from homes, restaurants, and from schools.
One of the things you see is tater tots. You can get a lot of tater tots out of schools, and it doesn't matter if it's elementary, middle school, or high school.
According to the EPA, we throw out almost 35 million tons of food every year. That makes food the largest single source of waste in the U.S. Dan Nicky works with businesses to cut back on food waste at the Iowa Waste Reduction Center. He says it adds up, not just in pounds, but in dollars.
40% of all the food in this country never makes it to the table at a cost of $165 billion to the U.S. economy.
There are lots of reasons for food waste. Some crops are never harvested. Some foods are thrown out if they don't meet cosmetic standards. Restaurants often prepare more food than they sell. And grocery stores pull food off the shelf when it starts going stale. Still, Dan Nicky says part of the problem is that consumers can afford to waste.
It's so cheap to buy food, we just look at it as a given, that it will always be there. I can go buy more tomorrow.
It's a big problem, and Nicky tries to be realistic about solving it.
Zero food waste would be ideal, but that's not reality, okay? If you're in your kitchen and a water pipe bursts in your kitchen, you're not going to stop and think, how can I use this water in a socially and environmentally responsible manner? No, you're going to stop and turn the water off, and that's what we need to do first.
To reduce the food heading to landfills, food companies, grocery stores, and restaurants will have to take some responsibility, and many are, but many of us are not.
40 to 50% of food waste comes from consumers, and 50 to 60% from businesses.
That's the EPA's Ashley Zanoli, who helped create a new program to teach consumers to be more efficient in the kitchen. It's called Food Too Good to Waste. Until it's rolled out nationwide, a handful of cities are trying it out, including Iowa City, Iowa. That's where Sherry Urkel's family is part of a study measuring how much food people throw out at home.
This bean mixture is a little bit hot, but it's not so much flammable acid.
It's fajita night here, and some half-eaten tortillas, picked over beans, all the scraps are going into a green bucket on the kitchen counter. Once a week, Urkel pulls out the plastic liner to weigh what they've thrown out.
We're at 4 pounds of food waste for a couple days. You know, these aren't watermelon rinds or anything, so that's just like food on a plate that we didn't eat.
Ashley Zanoli says until they measure what they're wasting, people often fault others for tossing out food.
It's their brother-in-law who wastes so much food, or, oh my gosh, their neighbor down the street. And unlike recycling, where you can create some peer pressure, it's a little bit different with household behaviors.
To put less food in her green bucket, Sherry Urkel is following tips from the EPA. Tips like planning her meals for the week and putting them on a calendar and using that to make her shopping list. One tip suggests dedicating a shelf in the fridge for food that needs to be eaten before spoiling. It boils down to buying what you need and eating what you buy. Saving money is part of Urkel's motivation, but also guilt. 1 in 7 families in the U.S. struggle with hunger.
Food production is not an issue, and like we produce enough food, but we're throwing away all this food, and a mile away people don't have enough. So that's kind of the first step, I think.
A step, she says, toward taking personal responsibility, not only for what's eaten, but what's wasted. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.
And that story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, which is a public radio reporting project focusing on agriculture and food production.